This is a Fox News alert. Primaries in two states. I'm Lee Silasera. Polls now closed in Wyoming, where Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney, the co-chair of the House January 6th committee, is facing several challengers, including from a candidate backed by former President Trump.
Many of Cheney's Republican colleagues argue she's too focused on leading the January 6th committee and criticizing the former president. Cheney's supporters are trying to convince registered Democrats and independents to switch parties and vote for her in this primary. Voter registration numbers suggest that's happening. In January, there were more than 45,000 registered Democrats and 196,000 Republicans. This month, 9,400 fewer Democrats, 19,000 more Republicans. That, according to Wyoming's Secretary of State.
Fox's Rich Edson in Jackson, Wyoming. Polls in Alaska open for another few hours. There's a special election for the House seat that had been held for the late Congressman Don Young, and a primary for the Senate seat now held by Republican Lisa Murkowski. President Biden this afternoon signing off on the Inflation Reduction Act, which caps prescription drug prices for Medicare recipients, allows Medicare to negotiate drug prices, and spending nearly $400 billion on climate initiatives.
Democrats sided with the American people, and every single Republican in the Congress sided with the special interest in this vote. Every single one.
Republicans say the measure means higher taxes for working families, and they say inflation will get worse. Former Minneapolis police officer Thomas Lane, who was sentenced to 2.5 years in prison for violating George Floyd's civil rights, will serve his time at a low-security prison camp in Colorado. A federal judge had recommended Lane be sent to a low-security prison in Duluth, closer to his home, but the Bureau of Prisons has the final say, including weighing safety concerns. America is listening to Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.
It may soon cost less money for people who are hard of hearing to get help.
Hearing aids often cost users an incredible amount of money. They're prescribed by a doctor, have high price tags and regular maintenance expenses like batteries. They're not always or completely covered by health insurance, but now the U.S. Food and Drug Administration is creating a new class of hearing aid for manufacturers to build, intended for mild to moderate hearing loss, that will be sold over the counter without a prescription or a need for a specialized fitting. These OTC models will have user-adjustable volume control and are intended for adults ages 18 or older. Eben Brown, Fox News.
Health officials are warning people who are infected with monkeypox to stay away from household pets since the animals could be at risk of catching the virus. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has put the advice in place as monkeypox spreads in the U.S. It gained new attention after a report from France published last week in the medical journal Lancet about an Italian greyhound that caught the virus. Residents in several states say they're paying more for their energy bills.
Fox Business compiling a list of some of the highest electricity rate increases in the country, starting with Ohio. Applied Energy, the company that supplies electricity to Dayton, Ohio, up 131%. The state of Texas, electricity rates up 76%. Xcel, which supplies to Colorado, 37%. What's driving that? Largely the price of natural gas, which goes to generate electricity. The average price for a million BTUs of natural gas this time last year, about $3.30. Now, $9.
Jeff Flock with Fox Business. Wall Street, after another bumpy day, stocks ended mostly higher. The Dow plus 239. I'm Lee Silasera. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.